Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lily Allen coming to you from this dynamic little church called New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, where the Reverend Clinton W. Turner is pastor. We want to welcome everybody to the Good Shepherd broadcast on 88.1 every Thursday of the month at 11 to 11:30 a.m. You will find this Good Shepherd preaching and teaching at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville, Louisiana. Our services begin Sunday with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Wednesday night's midweek service begins with prayer and Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Thursday night, choir rehearsal at 6 p.m. Youth choir rehearsal the last Thursday of each month before the first Sunday. Women's Mission meets the fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The Feeding Ministry feeds lunch every second Monday of each month from 12 to 2 p.m. All meals are free. All we ask is that you come and eat lunch with us. Also, our clothing ministry donates new clothes to anyone in need. Opens every second Monday of each month along with the feeding ministry from 12 to 2. God is blessing us to be a blessing to others. You can join us at any of our services at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville. If the Good Shepherd's message has been a blessing, you can obtain a copy of the message by calling 337-424-1286. Please stay tuned to 88.1 because I will return after the broadcast to announce the upcoming events at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Now, I will present to some and introduce to others our dynamic pastor, the Good Shepherd, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner.
That's it, boys. All it takes. Hold one finger up for me. There you go. One. Come on, y'all. Everybody, hold one finger. Hold one finger up.
One time.
Hold them up. Way up. That's
it.
Say, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And guess what? Whether you want to or not, you got to, and you got to own the title. Fool around, be on that. What's that court show? You know you're my baby, baby. But this Shulamite woman, praise the Lord, she was not in a hurry. Amen. Her eyes was on the right person. And how many know that was the Lord?
That's right.
Man, you can't go wrong when you keep Jesus in front of you. And you ask him to lead and guide you and direct your path. How many know you can't go wrong?
Amen.
Amen. How many know he'll guide you?
Amen.
How many know he'll protect you?
Amen.
How many know he'll provide for you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This Shulamite woman, she loved her shepherd. And when I say her shepherd, I'm not talking about her pastor, but I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And how many know, just like the song say, what's that? How did that song go? Falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yes, sir.
Huh? How did it go?
Falling in love with Jesus.
How go? Help me. Just. That's the best thing you can ever do. And that's fall in love with Jesus Christ. How many of y'all love the Lord? Now, the devil is going to try you.
Yes, yes, he will.
Amen. That's the end of us grown folks. Hey, now, every last one of us in here have been tried and tested by the devil. Amen. And you know, and still being tested. Oh, I've come a long way now. And when he come now, he know he got a fight on his hand. Because I done stayed with the Lord long enough. Where God got a lot of that mess out of me. I wish I had a witness here. How many know he'll clean you up? Huh? The word says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And not only forgive us, he will also cleanse us. Amen. And we got to teach these young people, they got to stay with God long enough so God can work on them and get some of that foolishness out of them. I wish I had a witness up to you. Amen. We want these young people to do all these great and wonderful things, but y'all got to join in and help teach them,
all right,
and help guide them and help guide them. I wish I had a witness up in here.
Go ahead.
But if you stay with the Lord and you stay focused on Jesus, God will protect you when the enemy come your way.
All right.
Amen.
I'm going to know, Lord, help.
Amen.
Anybody here been helped by the Lord?
Amen.
I ain't talking about just dealing with your boss, man. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the Lord will help you in your personal life. That's where a lot of us need help. We need help in our personal life. Yes, and Lord, I'm wrestling with this thing. Shake it, but I can't. I can't do it by myself. I wish I had a witness up in here. But I need to tell you that God's grace is sufficient. And his strength work perfect in weakness. And if you stay there long enough, God will give you the strength you need. And you can look the devil in your face and say, get thee behind me. So old folks got to do better, then we'll see some of these young folks do better. God will give you the strength you need. And believe you me, how many know the devil know how to come at us? Hey man, look at somebody and tell them the devil know how to come.
The devil know how to come.
Yes, sir. He will figure out your weakness. Can I tell you? I know many folks been taught that the devil know everything about you. That's a lie. That's a lie. The only one that knows you intimate like that is Almighty God. Amen. The only thing the devil can do is come weaker than the fruit in you. And I don't know, Reverend. I don't know. Why forbidden fruit? Seems like it's the best fruit in the world.
Yeah,
boys, The very thing God don't want us to have, the very thing God don't want us to do, that seems like that's what we run.
Yeah. All right, my pastor. I don't know.
I just can't wait for this class over with. I got it on speed that time. Ooh, look at that. Ain't that a fine one? Ooh, look at you. Oh, man, that's eye candy. That. Y'all didn't think we ever knew something.
All right.
Like, that ain't that old. Let me tell you something. The devil know how to wrap a package.
Yeah, sir.
Amen. The devil know how to wrap a package, babe. Yes, indeed. He'll make that fruit look so good. And before you know it, if you ain't careful, there you go. You running right after. Amen. I'm going to share this with you, then I'm going to get ready to somewhere to let y'all go. I grew up over in Germany. This young man, he was all saved. Sister Arnold, and he was all sanctified. And as he saved, he was all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He decided one night he was going to go witness to this young lady. And he called and told her he was coming. So lo and behold, Sister Orn, when he rang the doorbell, he got the shock of his life. Now, I'm gonna do y'all like Reverend Williams. I ain't gonna tell that story. And believe you me, the poor fella, he didn't get a chance to witness that night. Yes, indeed. We had to go into serious prayer for that young man. But the devil knows how to wrap a package for you. He knows how to do it. He will make you believe that this is the very thing that you need in your life, when in reality, you don't need it at all. And if somebody's sleeping next to you, wake them up, baby, because I believe everybody needs to get this one. You don't need anything that Satan have to offer.
Amen.
How many know God can supply all your needs? That includes a husband when you need one. If you need a friend, and when I say friend, I mean it in all the sense that I'm saying friend. How many know God will place friends in your life? How many believe God will surround you with wonderful people? Come on, somebody. Wonderful people to help you in your spiritual walk and in your relationship with Almighty God.
Right.
Solomon, in all his glory, tried to date this woman. Y'all ain't listening to me. Solomon saw her beauty. But he was just looking on the outside. Can I get a witness up in here? And I'm not going to kick against outward beauty. It's good when a woman looks good. Amen. And may I say to the ladies that are married, baby, if you got a husband, keep looking good if it ain't for nobody but your husband. That's right. I mean, before you married him, you didn't walk around in front of him with curls in your head.